Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Last week I said I could feel the fall in the air. Well, this week fall officially arrives and temperatures are going to start to moderate. How does this affect our garden life? Well, we'll have some thoughts on it. Also, Tina McIntyre stops by with new hardiness zone information. Joni is seeing a lot of mushrooms, and we're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Kelly's at the controls. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our home, so please join Kelly, Teresa, Tina, and Joni and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This has been Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida's boating environment is always changing. New sunsets, new experiences that you won't find anywhere else on Earth. But one thing that never changes, boating while impaired by drugs or alcohol. It's illegal in the state of Florida. Boating under the influence will land you in jail, or worse, kill someone you love. It's just simply not a risk worth taking. Learn more about Florida's boating laws at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
This year, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is everywhere. Every suburban sidewalk, every busy avenue, every scenic path, everywhere. All of us are raising funds for one goal: a world without Alzheimer's and all other dementia. Because this disease isn't waiting, neither are you. Take the first step on your walk right now. Go to alz.org/walk and join the movement.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I guess you might say, I'm really happy to see fall arrive this coming week. I'm tired of the heat and humidity of summer. I am usually happy to see summer arrive, don't get me wrong, but I'm equally happy to see summer go. So I know the pool temperature is going to drop, but I can accept that and enjoy the cooler weather. It looks like temperatures will start to moderate this week, and the rains will be less frequent. Fall through spring is a dry time, you know, but we do get some rain, just not as much. So how does fall arrival affect us gardeners? I have my list, and I'm sure Teresa and Joni do too. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, a host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month-by-Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Guide, and check out Teresa's books also. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It comes up right in front of me, and I will get it in. I do have one text message from last week, and we said we'd take it, and I will get to that. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment, by the way. Hour number one, Tina McIntyre joins us with the Florida Friendly Landscape Program. She has information on the hardiness zone maps. There are two different ones. I did not realize this, and she will also help us understand how they will differ. Joni has mushroom information. I saw a beautiful set of tan mushrooms, cinnamon-colored mushrooms this week. Why do we see so many? Well, we'll find out. Hour number two, Teresa's going to help us develop a butterfly garden. There is lots of interest in butterflies. We enjoy seeing them in our landscape as they come in from for one of my favorite plants, the pentas. How do you get the most out of the garden as far as butterflies? Well, Teresa will help. Webpage is up for September. I have a feature on what makes Florida different, getting the garden started. A critter got my pineapple. You can see a picture of one that was sent to me. Poinsettia care and more. And Joni has the ox beetle story. See the picture of ox Alice feeding. It's really kind of neat. There's also Tom's Gotta Do's Moonsign Planting Dates, and much more at betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. He'll be answering your phone calls. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting this program from our homes. Here is how you can contact us. You can call us at 407-916-5400, and Kelly will answer the phones, or you can text us at 23680. You might want to wait to call until about 7:40, somewhere around there, because we're going to be kind of involved up until that time. But you can text us at any time, 23680. This week, trash can report, 6 trash cans full of weeds were turned into compost. So there you go. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. Thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thank you.
Kelly said it's already been a challenging morning. Is that correct?
It's been a very interesting morning when it comes to technology, but guess what? We're here.
We are here. You got us up and running. That's great. We all know about technology, right, Teresa?
That's not what I'm good at. So.
A blessing and a curse.
Me neither. Hey, it's been a wet week for many of us. I don't know how much rain you all had, but up until yesterday, we've had just about daily rains.
It's been a lot. I mean, we've gotten at least 3 inches this week.
How about that? Beverly's going to call in from Tallahassee sometime this morning. And, you know, that's where Sally kind of created a wave going across the panhandle and hit into Tallahassee. And according to what I have read from her, sounds like she got about 6 inches or more. So
wow,
a fair amount of rain. And, you know, the people who lived in the area where Sally went through, got, 4 months worth of rain in one day or 2 days or something like that?
It was amazing. They said that the flooding was just throughout the cities. Pensacola, they said, was flooded. So that's really kind of sad. So because the ground was already saturated.
Yeah, some got over 2 feet of rain. That's a lot. Well, there's good news. Fall's arriving. And
yay.
And we got one boo over here from Joni. I don't know what's wrong with the girl.
Hey, yeah. Hey, cut it out.
Well, fall arrives Tuesday, September 22nd at 9:31 a.m., so everybody can celebrate at that time. And I was just wondering how, you know, the fall arrival affects us, especially as gardeners. And I have a couple of things here. Hopefully it's going to be a little bit cooler so I can get outside. There's some things that I need to do that I put off. And one of them is mending a fence, and another one is cleaning out the shed. So if I get those two things done during the fall, I'm going to feel like I'm a happy puppy, that's for sure. Yeah.
Where's the puppy?
Yeah, well, he's here.
So do you have to replace slats in your fence, or is it the bottom you're replacing? What are you doing to the fence?
It's a whole section, several sections. You know, the fence has been up. It was a old cypress fence of about 30 years of age, and so it's finally having problems. And all the boards are having problems. The main support boards, the posts are rotting off. It sounds like my yard is falling down, doesn't it? I keep repairing sections, but this one section, it's just really bad. So luckily it's not on my neighbor's side. I've repaired that a little here and there off time. The other thing I think we need to be aware of is that we have shortening days. Is everybody aware of that? The days are getting shorter?
Yes, I've noticed it as even in the mornings, it seems a little darker, staying darker a little later.
Yeah, it is. Sunrise, I think, was 7:12, so we've hit that this morning. And sunset is about 7:22. So we're almost at that equal day and night, and that'll come up this week on the 22nd, or about on the 22nd. But it's a very important time period, because in a few more weeks, the second week in October, that's when the poinsettias, the calanchoes, the mums, if you have them in your yard, can all start initiating their flowers. Now, we'll see mums at garden centers. They've been treated black cloth so that they flower early, and we'll see poinsettias coming in earlier about Halloween time. But they've been treated. They've had black cloth pulled around them. So shortening days affects our plants. The other thing a lot of people may not realize is that the shortening days cause the crepe myrtles to stop flowering. They only flower during long days. So kind of neat, huh?
Well, it's very neat. But now, do people need to put boxes on their poinsettias to get them to go to that shorter hour period?
If there's light nearby, they would, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah, that's what I would do. They only need, a very short daylight time. So I would start putting those boxes on in the afternoon and taking them off in the morning.
Yeah, starting right about the second week in October. Joni and I did a little experiment. Not really meaning to, but we had poinsettias from a year prior planted out near the front of our house, and the night light was on, and they never flowered. Never flowered.
Yep. That's
right. Yeah.
It's interesting. They didn't know to.
They didn't know to. Yeah. Now, Teresa, you have a bunch of fall chores that you'll be doing, right?
I always like this time of year. This is my favorite time season. I love the cooler temperatures, but it's also important in the gardening, especially here in Florida, that we adjust our irrigation timers when the daylight savings time changes. And so that's very important. We've been getting a lot of rain, so hopefully nobody had their irrigation on this summer at all. But during the wintertime, it's dry, and so we need to adjust our irrigation timers to once a week watering when we do have daylight savings time change.
Yeah, and that's going to be important. Here's one of the things I'm going to be doing. You can start, you need to plant the fall vegetables, and the cool season vegetables will be coming up shortly. But if you're going to do the warm season vegetables, squash, cucumbers, tomatoes already get kind of late. Tomatoes really start setting their fruits really seriously in October. So if you want tomatoes, get the big plants, that's for sure. What else is on your list?
Well, what else is on my list is this is a time to start looking for bulbs and to chill in your refrigerator if you want to have some spring bulbs. So look for those, and we want to put them in a part of the refrigerator where they're all isolated in a little bag all to themselves. And then this is also the time for herbicides. If you're having those weeds, you want to prepare and get a pre-emergent in there for the winter weeds.
Yeah. Do you chill bulbs?
I have on occasion. I was planning on doing it this year, but it just depends on the winter. It looks like we're going to have a chilly, kind of a wet winter this year, so I might go ahead and do some bulbs, some hyacinths, and some narcissus, and get those going.
Yeah, just make sure there's no vegetables
or flowers. Apples. Yeah.
Yeah, I received some chilled bulbs one time from a local supplier. And he said, I want you to try these out. He said, hopefully they'll flower for you if nobody has put their lunch in the refrigerator. Because that's where they were chilling them. And I guess he was thinking that somebody puts their lunch in there, that will give off ethylene. That's the key factor there. And he said that if nobody put their lunch in there and the ethylene won't affect the flower buds, I'll get flowers. I did get flowers, luckily.
Wonderful. Now, it's not the same as up north. It doesn't last for a month or 6 weeks or 2 months. It's only going to be a couple of weeks, especially if we have warm temperatures. They're not going to stay blooming long, but it's nice to have that kind of color for a little while.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It reminds me of being up north. I think it gets a little expensive, but it's okay. Now, something that in your area, we can continue planning and planting new plants, right?
We sure can. We're going to be discussing butterfly gardens, and this is a great time of the year to put your wildflower seeds in for next spring. You got to do the seeds in the fall so that they can go through the wintertime and come up next year, emerge next year. So it's a good time to put in plants.
Yeah, and we'll have to do a special section on wildflower planting, so that's for sure. Tell you what, it's break time, and Tina McIntyre is going to be coming up, and so we'll be back with you. But a couple other things on my list here is getting ready to fertilize lawns. Palms get a final feeding. You can renew mulch layers, control insects. I see white flies are out there pretty heavy. So we'll be back with Tina McIntyre. You can text me, 23680. I have several questions. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
And now a message from Barry Zeckelman, Chairman and CEO of Zeckelman Industries.
Dear America, let's manufacture a better future. Let's get back to looking for made in America on the things we buy. Let's bring back domestic manufacturing. Let's build the factories, warehouses, and businesses that build community. Might jumpstart the career of a recent grad, provides the family down the street with a decent paycheck and real benefits, the kind that benefit us all. Did you know that every job in manufacturing creates 5 more in related businesses? Let's give our economy a shot in the arm, and let's take care of the environment while we're at it. Factories in this country are built to the highest standards and are the cleanest, greenest, and safest in the world. Join the conversation. It's happening all around us. Let's take care of each other. Let's make it here. Let's make it made in America.
Zeckelman Industries is a family-owned 100% domestic manufacturing company. Makers of innovative steel structures and products that lets the water flow, keeps the lights on, and help builders build. Zeckelman.com.
I'm Laurel Lee, Florida's Secretary of State. Our state and nation depend on voters who are well-informed. Learning about candidates and issues is extremely important. But beware of misinformation that may seem true, but comes from false or misleading reports seeking to polarize voters. Don't believe everything you read or hear. If something doesn't seem right, seek trusted sources and verify the facts. Visit FloridaElection2020.gov and see how we're protecting you and your vote.
Florida's boating environment is always changing. New sunsets, new experiences that you won't find anywhere else on Earth. But one thing that never changes: boating while impaired by drugs or alcohol. It's illegal in the state of Florida. Boating under the influence will land you in jail, or worse, kill someone you love. It's just simply not a risk worth taking. Learn more about Florida's boating laws at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
And cooler weather is on the way. I'm going to have a happy day.
That's not funny, honey.
That's my song. That's what I'm singing. That kind of makes me feel good.
That's very good, Tom.
I know. I'm going to copyright that one, I think. hey, I've got a welcome back, everybody, by the way. You can tell I'm feeling much better when the cooler weather starts to arrive. Now, I've got at least one text message. We've got several, but I thought we'd get this one in real quick here. What type of fertilizer for banana trees and how often? You have any suggestion, Teresa?
I just think a normal 666, a balanced fertilizer, is good because they need everything. They need the nitrogen, they need the phosphorus, and they definitely need the potassium.
Yes, I agree with you. And I would do a little every month, March through October.
Yep.
And Joni and I were down in the garden yesterday, and I have one banana there. It must have about, what do you think, Joni, 10 hands on it?
12 wow. Hands?
Yeah, I'll never see them, though, because it flowered late, and the cold weather will come in as soon as it hits 40 degrees. I might see them. We'll see if we have a warmish type winter. But fertilizer, yes, fertilized bananas regularly. They're heavy feeders, actually. So
yes, they are.
Yeah. Let's get Tina McIntyre in with us. She's with the Florida Friendly Landscaping Program, the Florida Friendly Landscaping Agent with the University of Florida at the Extension Office in Seminole County. Tina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Tom and Teresa.
Yeah. Are you happy to see this little cooler spell coming?
I am so happy. I'm done with the rain. I'm done with the heat. I'm so excited. I'm doing the happy dance, too.
Yes. See, Joni, it's 3-1. Joni's not happy. She likes the hot weather. She's like my old boss who hired me in Florida. He used to hate to see the cold weather or cooler weather come. He'd be putting these flannel shirts on about now. I don't know. I did not realize that there are two hardiness maps, and many gardeners look to hardiness maps or map to help select plants. And what type of information do we get from these maps?
Yeah, so, you know, temperature and climate are really important when we're thinking about our gardens and planning our landscape. So, you know, the cold hardiness zone maps help us to know when to plant seeds, where, you know, it's good to plant trees. And so typically, you know, in 2012, the United States Department of Agriculture plant hardiness zone map is the standard of by which gardeners and growers can determine which plants are most likely to thrive in a location. So the map is based on an annual average minimum winter temperature, and they divide it into 10-degree Fahrenheit zones throughout the country. The zones are currently based on the coldest temperature of the year at various locations.
Yeah, now this is the USDA one, right?
Correct. So they changed it from the 1990 map through the 2012. And
okay.
Those changes had various, you know, obviously scientists have lots of data. And so from the 1990 map to the 2012 map, they incorporated a lot more data on, you know, weather stations, elevation. That was a big deal. You know, not a big deal for us flatlanders down here in Florida, but for those in the rest of the country, obviously incorporating elevation is a big deal for temperature. And so, you know, one thing that the USDA map does not take into account is climate change.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, when the USDA map came out in 2012, they also took into consideration some city information, didn't they?
Yeah, so they have, lots more weather st- station data points incorporated into the map. So where before in 1990, they were kind of saying, okay, we have this data point, we have this this other data point over here, we're just going to kind of average out the middle. But with the 2012 map, they actually had a lot more data points and they had a lot less of that averaging happening. And so it just made a better map overall. And it did change a few things slightly. But when we look at the NOAA map, you know, it's actually a lot of differences between the two, you know, maps.
Yeah. Now, Teresa and I were talking earlier, and we were saying we didn't realize there were two maps, and the NOAA one is the new one to us, right, Teresa?
Yeah, that was a surprise to me, and I went, what kind of differences are on it?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because I know myself as a gardener, you know, you just go to the USDA map, and, you know, that one is based on old, you know, past data, we'll say. So data that's already on the books, been created. Where NOAA, which is the United States National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, who, you know, it's their mission to predict changes in climate and weather and oceans and all that, you know, they created a map that is more incorporating climate change and looking more into the future. So they're using a lot of predictive tools, a lot of models. You know, it differs from the USDA map because it does show the cold hardiness zones creeping north systematically. So the zones are going into higher latitudes and higher elevations. So essentially, the USDA zone maps are based on previous data, where, again, the NOAA maps look more into the future and use more predictive tools. Now, does that mean that we want to plant a very cold-sensitive, you know, cashew tree, for example, in North Florida? No, but it will mean subtle changes when we think about growing some of our, you know, species in Central Florida. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask you, Teresa, what do you think?
Well, I think it's interesting. I wonder if they're taking into consideration the dropping levels of water that we have here in Florida. So the lake levels, and I think a lot of those kept Florida warm. And I'm wondering if we're going to see chillier temperatures because the lakes and our water supply is going down.
Yeah, and so that's a great and interesting point. You know, there is a lot to be said for microclimates. You know, so if I have a ranch of a couple acres, my ranch might have different, you know, fluctuations depending if I have a lake on the property or a really dense stand of trees versus a really open pasture. You know, those microclimates can affect a plant drastically, you know, or if you're in an urban setting, you have the urban heat island effect, which can, you know, microclimate raise those temperatures a couple degrees in that urban setting. So that plays a lot into it. And I think the USDA map is better for looking at more detailed, you know, changes in a local area. So, you know, they still are the standard, but again, the NOAA maps kind of think of things more broad, you know, with weather, it's very local, where when we're talking climate, we're talking, you know, the climate of the Southeast United States, the climate of the United States type of thing.
So, Tina, yeah. So for zone 9, 8, 9, 10, and 11 to 12 here in Florida, that's not the same kind of or zone 9 in California, right? We have to be sure where the plants are coming from and where we're planting.
Yeah, so in Florida, you're right, we do have a couple of different zones. So zone 10 being down, you know, in Miami. And, you know, us here in Central Florida, where I work, you know, we're in zone 9, and up in North Florida towards Georgia, zone 8. And so, you know, yes, people need to kind of be aware of where they live and what zone they're in. And, you know, the NOAA map kind of looks, again, more predictively out through 2040. So it's looking at, you know, parts of Central Florida, whereas Volusia would basically change from a zone 9 to a zone 10. So which may not seem like a huge deal. You know, we're not talking large changes, but, you know, if you're a peach tree or an avocado tree, it could actually kind of make or break your fruit production.
Sure.
Now, the city of Orlando, for instance, with the USDA map, went from a zone 9 to a zone 10. But that was just in that warmer area of the city.
Right. And again, that's because the USDA had a lot more data points this go around. And, you know, they're looking at data that occurred, you know, up through when they're creating the map. So probably, you know, 2010, they're pulling data. And it is showing that in cities, you know, we have that urban heat island effect. So even, you know, in the last few decades, city of Orlando, as it urbanized, would see warmer evenings. And that is really kind of the key factor, is maybe not how hot a place gets, but how cold it gets or does not get. So, mm-hmm. you know, the city of Orlando might not have really cold nights, you know, in the data that they use to create the map, and that's what would have made those changes.
Yep. Okay. Bottom line is, I'm a gardener. What does this mean to me? What should I do?
Yeah. So as long as you're, you know, following those UFIFIS recommended planting calendars in your area, it's not going to bother your annual veggie garden much. You know, we obviously don't want to plant a really sensitive okra plant in December. You know, we want to be following our normal recommendations. But, you know, if you're selecting a fruit tree that might live several decades, then, you know, you're going to be tending to it and fertilizing it, you might want to take a deeper look.
Okay, sounds good. Finishing up at this point in time, any classes we should be aware of?
Yeah, so I have the Fertilizing Effectively in Sandy Florida Soils class coming up on September 25th at 2 o'clock. And if you're a Seminole County resident, you get a free bag of fertilizer. Of course, this is a totally virtual class, but we're still doing the contactless pickup with the free fertilizer. And if you're a landscaper with a fertilizer license, you get free CEUs for your FDAX license. So we're still offering our programming virtually through Zoom.
Very good. See, Teresa, you should live in Seminole County, get a free bag of fertilizer.
I know. That sounds good. I'm trying to figure out who
it
I know.
And,
my daughter lives, Tony's daughter lives in Sanford. I'll have to tell her to get it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tina, as always, we appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy the weather.
Thank you so much, Tina.
Yep.
Bye.
Have a nice day, Tina.
Bye-bye.
Take care. And we're going to take a break here. And while we're doing that, Joni's getting ready here. She's going to be talking about mushrooms. She's seeing mushrooms. She's not seeing spots in front of her eyes. She's seeing mushrooms in front of her eyes.
Yeah.
So we'll take a look at that. And we'll be getting more information for you, but you can text us 23680. I have one question here about avocados, but we'll love your question too. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Staying connected is important in today's world. Whether it's hearing the news of a new baby in the family or calling work to let your boss know you're running late, phone and internet service keep you connected with your world. At AT&T, we know that some Americans face life every day without the comfort and security of having a phone or internet service. In certain areas, you may be able to reduce your phone or internet bill with a Lifeline discount if you are in a qualifying lower-income household. Additional discounts of up to $25 may be available to those living on federally recognized tribal lands where AT&T offers Lifeline. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call us at 800-288-2020 or go to att.com/lifeline if you have access to the internet.
Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited one discount per household. AT&T services, including Lifeline, are not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
You've got the Earth and the Moon the same distance from the Sun, but there's a 60-degree difference in temperature, and that difference is basically 2 trillion tons of naturally occurring carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Today, we have 3 trillion tons of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. If 2 trillion tons makes a 60-degree difference, 1 trillion tons of extra carbon dioxide is really going to warm things up. Learn more at volofoundation.org.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
With us today, that's for sure. It's going to be a great gardening day, and Joni's going to be doing mushrooms in just a little bit here.
But yes.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
But I was looking at the weather pattern for the state, and between Central Florida and North Florida, there's going to be a 10-degree difference today. Looks like North Florida is only going to get up to about 80, Central Florida 91, somewhere around there, South Florida way down in the Keys, somewhere around 90. It's going to be kind of a little difference here. It looks like that cool temperatures are starting to creep back down here.
And less humidity, that's what I like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can take the high temperature, but cut the humidity out if you can. That's what I like about it. Okay, let's get Joni in. What do you say? It's time for her to talk about those mushrooms. I saw a beautiful tan cinnamon-colored set of mushrooms underneath the tree.
That's not good.
There you go.
Okay. When our weather is rainy like it has been recently, you may see many organisms pop up in your yard. These organisms could be called mushrooms, toadstools, or fairy rings, but they're all technically the same thing, as most of the commonly seen mushrooms are poisonous, though.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Mm. Yeah.
Please don't rely on a newspaper article or book's photo to help you to identify them, as they cannot give or show you enough information to allow you to decide which ones are edible with certainty.
Yeah, I want an expert with
Skip
me.
Skip it. Skip
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see them eat it first. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Some of these mushrooms have deadly names like the white destroy angel. That's perfect. And yes, it's a deadly poisonous
one. Yeah.
Keep away from those things. The mushrooms we do see in our lawns rarely cause landscape problems, but lawn mushrooms are fungi that feed on decomposing grass clippings. Sometimes mulch that is kept too wet can also host a crop of mushrooms.
It certainly does.
Another is called root rot fungus, which usually shows up in the fall. It is straw-colored and grows in clusters around the base of trees or shrubs, or growing from dead roots under the ground, beneath the ground. The most common lawn mushroom that appears after some of our nice rains, summer rains, is called parasol or fairy ring mushroom. Yes, these all are poisonous. Remember that. They grow in circles in your lawn. The ring starts off small and may expand in following years because they are feeding or decaying organic material buried in the ground, like an old dead tree with roots possibly still attached to a former trunk beneath the ground. As the fungus is converting like organic matter into nitrogen, the grass inside the fairy ring can turn a darker green. Then, as time passes, these rings can reach up to 40 feet. 40 feet?
Yeah, that's true.
Across.
That's amazing.
Mushroom. Huh?
That's amazing.
Yes. Mushrooms, toadstools, and fairy rings sure are interesting, but don't eat them. Buy the edible ones at your local grocery store.
Yes, or take somebody out there who knows what they're doing and make sure to eat it first. Do you know why they call them fairy rings, Joni?
No, why?
Yeah, because in folklore, it's where the fairies danced at night.
Oh.
Yeah, and then there's other folklore that says it's where the devil churned his butter. I have to tell everybody a story about this. I had a friend, sort of a friend, and he came into my office one day, and he'd been chewing on a mushroom. And I asked him, I said, how do you know that thing isn't poisonous?
Ooh.
He said, well, I take a bite out of it, and when I get from this area to this area, if I'm feeling okay, it's edible. And I don't know whether he's still around or not. But,
probably not. Maybe he'll call
goodness.
In and tell you.
Yeah, maybe he'll call in and tell me. That's exactly right. I don't know. Hey, I've got a text message here. Let's do this one here. What do you say?
Sure.
I have an avocado tree that drops all of its leaves, which they say, the writer says is common. It also sets lots of small avocados, but they all drop off. Not sure of its age, but it's about 30 feet tall. And this is from Lakeland, and they want to know what to do. Can they cut it back? You know, the thing about that is it shouldn't drop all of its leaves except in the springtime when it's changing out, and it normally doesn't drop all of them at one time. So the tree may have some problems.
I think it has a problem.
Yeah, and it drops all the small ones. My question is one I'm sure, Teresa, you'd ask, are they fertilizing?
That's a very important because, I mean, and it depends on when he had last fruit. I mean, if they had a lot of fruit last year and it doesn't fruit the next year, that's kind of timing and the tree's kind of taking a break. But if you're not getting fruit at all for year after year after year, you need to definitely fertilize it.
Yeah, I think so. And if you want to cut it back, you can keep them trimmed at about 20 feet. So you should hurry up and do it if you're going to do it and get the pruning done. That may set it back as far as fruiting. Tell you what, we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, Beverly's going to give us the Tallahassee report. And I think, if I'm correct in my calculations, she got about 6 inches of rain. And it rained pretty solid there for a while. So she'll bring us up to date on that. And, of course, we'll take your calls, too. Our number here is 407-916-5400. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm Florida Secretary of State Laurel Lee. As Election Day approaches, our priority is protecting you and your vote. Florida has invested millions of dollars to strengthen our cybersecurity defenses. We're working closely with the nation's top experts, and we've built unprecedented partnerships with local elections officials. Whether you vote by mail, vote early, or vote on Election Day, know that you and your vote are safe. Visit FloridaElection2020.gov and see how we're protecting you and your vote.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you written a
book, you can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I think this week I got about 3 to 4 inches of rain. And yesterday morning it rained in the morning, very early morning. I got about a tenth of an inch then. And the rest of the day was high and dry, which is kind of nice. But I know in other portions of the state it really rained. Teresa, you had, what, about 3 inches, you said?
I've had about 3 inches this week, yes.
Yeah. Well, right now we're going to talk to somebody who's had a lot more, Beverly in Tallahassee. Beverly, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beverly.
Y'all doing all right, huh?
Well, we're high and dry right now. How about you?
Well, it's running off. Actually, between Tuesday and Wednesday, I put my head together with a couple of my friends, and we realized we had 8 inches of rain in 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah. Pensacola really got hit. It's about 200 miles from here to Pensacola, and they just got flooded. So I consider myself lucky. Some people got their cars stuck. You know, I live out in the country.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a paved driveway, you got to wait till it sinks down, you know. But
Did you need the rain?
We've had pretty good rain this year. You know, there have been a couple times where it's been really dry, but overall I haven't had to water nearly as much this year as I generally do. And it's getting lighter later, darker earlier. But for up here, it's still, well, it was 80 while it was raining. But for a couple of weeks, the temperatures have been close to 100, and the humidity has been in the 90th percentile.
You know, just terrible.
Too humid.
Yeah, yeah. So the cooler weather's arriving, a little cooler weather for you anyways arriving. At least the weather map that I saw, you're only going to be maybe 80, 81, somewhere around there today.
Yeah, that helps, but the humidity's still pretty oppressive.
Oh.
But you just got to get out there, you know? I mean, you can't wait for perfect weather.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing in the garden now?
Well, I'm trying to – I'm having a hard time because both of my shoulders are ripped out. But I think if I can get my garlic planted, and I already have a good herb bed, and I might just take it easy on my shoulders this fall as far as other stuff. Because, you know, I don't want to have to have surgery. So it's just a weird situation. It's hard to work without both of your arms.
Yeah.
It would make it more difficult.
Yeah, getting up off the ground is really a trick. So anyway, I had a question, and I know you've answered it before, but it didn't apply to me at the time, so it didn't stick in my head. So I have some persimmon trees and some fig trees. And is there a way to keep them topped out without making them look like they've had a haircut?
Oh, you can selectively.
You know, where I can still reach, so I can reach the fruit?
Yeah, you can just selectively go through and prune out some of the limbs. Like our fig here, I will go through and prune out some of the taller ones back to lower branches.
The
persimmons normally, is it an astringent type? Is it
It's the Puya, the ones that are like apples.
Okay.
Not the ones.
Yeah, so that's non-astringent, so you can go ahead and eat them while they're solid, right?
Yes.
And they're normally fairly small, rounded trees, so mm-hmm. you know, if you need to, you can selectively take them out. What do you think, Teresa?
I think the figs they can cut any time, and same with the persimmons. Cut diagonally so you don't chop it, you know, hack it off.
Right.
So
right.
Just cut diagonally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I just didn't want to butcher them. I've been picking the figs, and there's some way up there, you know. So
yeah.
I didn't want to. I was worried there might be like a leader trunk or something.
No.
You don't have to worry about that.
We can keep figs as shrubs.
Yeah.
Huh?
You can keep figs as a shrub.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll get a little brave then.
Yeah, well, you be careful with those shoulders, but you'll be eating soon.
Maybe, huh?
You'll eat persimmons pretty soon.
Yeah, they're out there now. They're good.
Okay, so you're eating them now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
very good. I'm using the old astringent type where you don't eat them till they get soggy.
Yeah, there's something about that texture that doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I don't like soggy persimmons, so I don't eat them. But anyway, but the ones that are like apples, good. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, they're really good.
Beverly.
And my Rosa Sharon is still blooming.
Oh, that's great.
For about 6 weeks.
How about
that? But anyway, I know you got other people to talk to, so.
Well, we're getting
thank you, Beverly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Beverly.
Bye-bye.
Have a great party.
Bye-bye,
day.
Beverly.
Bye-bye. There she goes.
Tom, we've got a call from Gene in Winter Park. Do you want to take it now or when we come back?
We're going to have to wait till after the break because we're right up.
Hang on, Gene.
Our break. We could even have her call back if she doesn't mind. We just had one quick question here. It says, time to apply weed and feed for St. Augustine. In many areas, you can't put it down until October rolls around, but we're getting pretty close to time to apply the fertilizer. I had a follow-up question here. Time to fertilize avocado tree. How often? We normally do it March, May, August, and you can do it again in early October. And any avocado citrus fertilizer would be fine. Tell you what, coming up next hour, Teresa's going to be talking about butterfly gardening. I can't wait because we love our butterflies, and I know you do too. So she'll help us design and pick out some plants for that. And also, of course, we'll wait for your calls. We'll get Gene's call in there. And we'll also be waiting for your text message. You can text us now, 23680. So feel free to get with us. And we'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.